you're a frequent flyer, you've probably stumbled upon those not-so-happy travelers who are not shy about sharing their opinions. In this installment of StoryCorps Tampa Bay, married couple Victoria Hewitt and Donald Harvey tell the story of one good karma experience that could have gone a completely different way.
Remember when we were flying somewhere? There's a divine revenge. Earlier, you had said something about karma. Remember, we went to the airport and we stopped at the
to get pancakes. I was pregnant and I was craving pancakes, and we got them.
We were stopped to get pancakes.
And it took too long.
It took forever to get them.
In the restaurant, I said, "Just put them in a box. We have to go." And we ran across the airport.
We had already checked in, so we start running with you in your pregnant condition, carry-on luggage, and. Two to-go boxes of pancakes.
And they smelled so good.
Yeah, and I mean, we're probably more waddling, but we thought we were doing that O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that was before he was, before the legal battles.
We're running through the airport, and when we get to the terminal, I mean, we get to the gate,
they're yelling at us.
They've been calling our name the whole way through the terminal. Well,
and as we get on the plane, I go, look, we may not have our seats left, but as long as we can be together, I don't mind. And I'm saying this, and the guy turns to me, the flight attendant, and goes, do you speak English? And I looked at you going, what did I say? Did I say gibberish? I'm thinking.
You were talking so fast, I thought maybe he thought you were speaking Chinese.
It was because he had to ask legally to make sure he could put us
on the
evacuation. He was going to put us on the wing seat, right? I mean, the door seat. And so I start to eat my pancakes.
Wait, this was before. This was in the days before you didn't get peanuts. You got full breakfast.
Yes.
And but the breakfast was egg and something else.
And you were on the aisle seat.
I was on the aisle.
And there was a jerk that was on the other aisle seat opposite you. Uh-huh. And he had been rude to the...
He was just demanding. He wasn't happy with his seat. He wasn't happy with his view. He wasn't happy with his life, apparently.
And he asked, the flight attendant, did he call him that still anymore, flight attendants?
I don't know what they call him. He asked him if there were some other alternatives, and the flight attendant tried to explain that, no,
that's what it is.
This is what it is. There's no alternatives. Big Mac.
And you could hear him blood out air like he's angry.
He just kept complaining. This is awful. I hate this.
But I'm enjoying my life with my pancakes, and they were fluffy, like real cakes and wonderful real maple syrup.
And I bumped you on the arm, didn't eat all of it. And I said, hey, put yours over on mine.
And I did. I put
so
my pancake over on yours really high.
Really high. And I motioned for the flight attendant to come over. And as he got close, he bent over. I went, oh, my God, these are the best pancakes I've ever had in my entire life.
I went, they're really fluffy. And about that time, the jerk,
the guy's
aisle seat exploded.
He
told me there was only waffles.
No, he went, they got pancakes!
You're so loud.
It was the
And he made a big scene, and the flight attendant turned to him and goes, he's shaking his head like, I don't know how they got them. And then Don turns to him and goes, what? And he goes, how did you get pancakes, the jerk? And he goes, well, we brought them with us.
We brought them from the terminal, of course.
So he got his karma because he looked like an idiot.
He did. He sat there all shut up for the rest of the flight.
But on the way off the plane, the flight attendant...
Yeah, we were like the last person off. We were still laughing.
When we got off the plane... Oh, in fact, he whistled in and told us, we're so glad you did that because he'd been a jerk to all of us earlier. And he handed us a paper bag on the way out, and it was full of all the little mini liqueurs. And it was their thank you to us for...
Those flight attendants can never get even. So.
No.
I buckle in my seatbelt and plug my headset in a chair.
Hewitt and Harvey love the art of storytelling, and they've done a great job of making some of us very hungry for pancakes. This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. You can find our growing collection of stories at wusf.org/StoryCorps. And for more information about StoryCorps, visit their website, StoryCorps.org.